All right, don't look for a punchline in this next story. On Sunday, Turkish citizens will vote in a referendum. Yes or no, should Turks change their government from a parliamentary system to a presidential one? Supporters say it would make the government more efficient. Critics say it's a power grab by Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Polls suggest many Turks are still undecided. Fariba Nawa went to gauge public opinion at a hair salon in Istanbul.
At the Twins Beauty Salon, the staff generally avoid talking politics with their customers. But these days, the referendum keeps coming up. A hairdresser and a manicurist try to persuade a customer who's undecided to vote yes on the referendum. Many Turks see it as a vote on the president himself, Recep Tayyip Erdogan. If the referendum passes, the role of prime minister would be abolished. The multi-party parliament would lose leverage, and Erdogan and his ruling Justice and Development Party, or AKP, would consolidate power and control. That all sounds good to the hairdresser, Seyit Turan. He's a member of the AKP.
With a yes on the referendum, decisions will be made faster. Other political parties slow things down. With one man in charge, things will run better.
But others worry a yes vote could lead to the end of Turkish democracy. Erdogan has already fired and jailed critics and censors freedom of speech, even during this campaign. At least one vocal no voter was detained on charges of insulting the president on social media. That was in March. Another hairdresser, Tunjay Altan, says he voted for the Islamist AKP in previous elections. But he's disillusioned with Erdogan, especially after the failed coup last year. More than 140,000 people have been accused of collusion in the coup, and many lost their jobs or were jailed.
We want a more secular country, and we want freedom of expression. When you look at it, journalists can't do much. They can't express themselves.
Erdogan has enjoyed widespread support since becoming the prime minister of Turkey in 2003. The country's economy has improved with a growing middle class. His policies have brought clean water, better infrastructure, and a ceasefire with separatist Kurds. But the ceasefire didn't last, and Erdogan's critics say he's become increasingly authoritarian. Salon owner Julia Arsalan smiles at three customers as they pay and leave. The women say they're voting yes, but Arsalan is still weighing her options.
My husband and I are generally undecided. We listen to one side and we say they're right, and then we listen to the other side and we think they're also right. It's so confusing.
In another room, Elif Koç threads and shapes the customer's eyebrows. Koç is 18 and a first-time voter, and she says the referendum is dividing her family. When her fiancé's parents visit, Koç's uncle presses them to vote no, but her fiancé and his family say they're voting yes. Koç says she's caught in the middle, but she'll follow her fiancé's advice.
I'm on the yes side of this because we trust Erdogan. Maybe it will be better for us like this. At least the other parties will shut up because everything will be in his power, and that can lead us to be a better country.
Koç and the others here say they're grateful they can disagree but still work together peacefully. They hope whatever the results of the vote, other Turkish citizens can do the same. For The World, Fariba Nawa, Istanbul.